Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of St. John. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Easter, April 15th. 2026. St. John writes, "And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come towards the light, so that his works might be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." There is a particular movement and moment before dawn when the world feels suspended, when the darkness has not yet surrendered, but the light has already begun its quiet work. If you have ever woken early enough, you know this hour. Shapes are still shadows, colors are only beginning to return, and there is a strange tension in it all, because once the light comes fully, nothing will remain hidden. It is into that tension that Jesus speaks in today's gospel. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light. This is not merely a statement about good and evil. It is something far more intimate. It's about the human heart. There was once a man who restored old churches, quietly, carefully, with great reverence, and he had a gift for uncovering beauty that others had forgotten. Between layers of dust, beneath years of neglect, he could reveal color, detail, and life. One day he was asked to restore a small, forgotten chapel on the edge of a town. It had been locked up for many decades. When he first opened the door, the air was thick, the windows clouded, and everything inside seemed gray. He began, as he always did, by opening all the windows. But as the light poured in, something unexpected happened. The beauty began to appear, but so did everything else. Cracks in the walls, water damage, mold creeping into corners, the worn places where time had eaten away what once had been whole. At one point the man paused and sat in silence. He could have closed the windows again. In the dimness, the chapel had looked fine enough, peaceful even. But in the light, the truth was undeniable. Restoration would require more than surface work. It would require exposure. And exposure is always difficult and uncomfortable. Jesus tells us that the people prefer darkness, not always because they love evil, but because they fear what the light will reveal. And if we are honest, we recognize this instinct. There are places in our lives we keep dimly lit, old wounds we have not forgotten, habits we excuse but do not confront, motivations we do not examine too closely, truths we suspect but do not want confirmed. It is not always rebellion that keeps us in the dark. often it's fear. Because light does not just illuminate, it reveals. And revelation can feel like loss. Loss of control. Loss of image. Loss of the story we tell ourselves. But here is the deeper truth of the gospel. The light does not come to shame us. The light comes to restore us. The man in the chapel chose to leave the windows open. Day after day he worked, not just polishing what was beautiful, but repairing what was broken. And over time, the very places that had seemed most damaged became the most striking signs of renewal. The cracks were filled, the stains removed, the structure strengthened. And one morning, as the light streamed fully through the restored windows, the chapel no longer felt exposed. It felt alive. Jesus says, "Whoever lives the truth comes to light." Notice that he does not say whoever is perfect. He says, however, whoever lives the truth. To live the truth means to stop hiding, to allow God to see us as we are, to trust that what he reveals, he also heals. Coming to the light is not a single dramatic act. It's a daily choice, a quiet turning, a willingness to say, "Lord, open the window, even here." Perhaps today the invitation is not to fix everything. Perhaps it's simply this. Let one small place in your heart be seen, not by the world, but by God. Because the light that reveals is the same light that saves, and nothing we bring into his light remains unchanged. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light that no darkness can overcome. Yet so often we turn away, not because we do not love you, but because we are afraid of what your light will reveal. Give us courage to open the windows of our hearts, gently uncover what we hide, tenderly heal what is wounded, patiently restore what is broken. Teach us to trust that your light is not condemnation, but mercy. And lead us step by step out of the shadows and into the freedom of being fully seen and fully loved. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open a passage from the Gospels and apply it to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.